Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Patrick?
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Patrick. My name's Tina. I'm in the billing department. Were you calling because of the payment?
I'm calling because of the message you left me earlier, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know if something's going on with that card. It's just saying we have a Visa ending in
Okay.
5005.
Okay. Hang on, let me see if I got it.
Yeah, the error message we're getting is that the account was closed, so it could be that maybe the bank sent you a new card or something.
All right. Do you have the expiration date on that card?
Yes. It's 3 of 27.
Okay, because I have a new card, and I'll give you the number.
Okay. Perfect.
I
So
know
if
what happened.
what was it?
I'm pretty sure I know what happened with that because there was an issue with the card itself. So I had contacted the bank. They said they were gonna freeze it. They didn't say they were gonna close it.
Oh,
So anyway.
interesting. Okay, I get it. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll get you up to speed. No problem.
All right, because I looked on my statement for this month, and there was a
Yeah.
$50 charge on it, so I assumed that it had gone through. And then when you called this morning, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, that wasn't us because the payment didn't go through on this end. But my only question would be, is that new card under the same billing address, P.O. Box 2294?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. That makes it easy. So then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Okay, this is a Visa.
Okay.
4211
Okay.
5661
Got it.
1638
1638. Okay.
4493.
4493. Okay, expiration.
5 of 30.
5 of 30, and then the code?
707.
707. Perfect. Okay. So let me get your authorization.
If they had closed that account, it should have rolled over because I've had this card for like 2 months now. And this is
Oh,
the account
interesting.
number that it's showing on the billing.
Yeah, for some reason, the last time we pulled it went through on the old card number, but this time it was requiring the new one. So I'm glad that we got it up to speed. But the August
Okay.
3rd payment ran on the old card ending in 5005. But the good news is that I got the green light for you, so you're all set. And moving forward, this new card just erased the old one that was on file. So moving forward,
All
everything's
right.
going to stay on this new card. Now, quick
Okay.
question since I have you, Patrick. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed by chance?
No.
No? Okay. It's a brand new program, so don't feel bad if you haven't heard of it. Google released it about May of last year, and it's not available in all areas and all industries, but it is a pay-per-lead program that Google rolled out, and it's exclusive. So if you qualify for it, the leads would come exclusively to you. So you don't have to bid up against five or six other guys, and you have a much higher chance of converting it. You know, and then in order to participate, you have to pass a background check. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Oh yeah, and
You are. Okay, I figured.
they want to up my insurance. They want to triple it.
Oh wow.
But
Who
yeah,
wants to triple it?
my insurance company, because they're dropping the, they're keeping my policy in force, but they're not re, they're not rewriting new handyman policies. They're trying to get rid of it. And as the as the customers go away, you know, if I were to say, all right, I'm retiring today, I don't want the insurance anymore, then I would never be able to get that same policy. And I talked to my insurance guy, and he said, well, you know, you're paying X amount of dollars now. The cost, they're not writing the handyman policy anymore. They're going to a contractor's policy.
Oh,
so in other words, they're getting rid of a policy that I've had for almost, well, let's see. What year is this? 25?
Yeah.
I've had it since 1989. And
wow.
Now they're trying to tell me that, because, you know, even though I've been such a good customer for all that time and I've never had a claim, knock on wood, thank God.
Yeah.
They're telling me, oh yeah, we're getting rid of that policy and, we're going to go to a contractor's policy. And oh yeah, by the way, it's going to cost you $13,000.
Oh no. Oh,
and
that's terrible.
For me, that's almost a three times jump.
Yes.
What I'm paying,
yes. Yeah, that's,
which is absolutely ridiculous.
That's crazy. You know, we're in California and we have a lot going on too, and it's because not even the, you know, the insurance brokers, it's the companies that are making all of these changes, you know? My broker, you know, I might have to go into a different industry because it's impossible to get policy these days because they're raising the rates and they're dropping people and all that. The good I looked up and then... Mm-hmm.
Can you just hold off for a minute? Because I'm on
yes.
the road actually, and I'm coming through a
yes.
dead spot, and I know I'm gonna
okay.
I won't be able to hear you for about two, maybe another minute.
Okay, I'll wait for you. Well, I'll just you tell
Hang
me
on.
When you're done. Okay.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you,
Hello?
Patrick.
Okay.
Can you hear
yeah.
me?
The road. Yes. The road goes down through basically what's a ravine, and
oh, I see.
Once you get down in the hole, you can't hear anybody, and I mean, you won't drop the call if you're on it, but you can't make a call out or have a call come in while you're at the bottom of the ravine. So that's why if I'm on the phone, I'll tell people. Hold on, I might lose you.
Yeah, thank you for the heads up. I know there's a part where on my commute home from work, it's the same thing. If I go through this one area, it'll go dead for a minute or so, and then it comes back. So if I'm on the phone, I tell the person too, just like you told me. So I can relate
right.
to what you just went through. So what I was saying about the Google Guaranteed program is that for a handyman in New York, they are not even requiring insurance and licensing currently, but by the end of the year, it's just going to be 250,000 certificate of insurance. And most companies I talk to have more. They're like, oh, I have a million or something, you know, so you probably already have that.
There's no
if needed.
Insurance company in the state of New York that will write you a policy for $250,000. I had
okay.
to go to
yeah.
a 500, and a million.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's why when I talk to people, they always have, you know, $1 million policy, because maybe the insurance companies just aren't writing. But all I have is like information from Google as to what their requirements are. So if you have more, then
right.
that's great. At least you would qualify. And all we charge for this program is for you, in order to pass the background check, it's a $250 application fee. That process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. Once you're Google Guaranteed approved, Google will put a blue or a green check mark next to your name online so everybody knows you have that extra credibility. And now Google will actually guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you do a ton of work for some disgruntled client and then they start asking for their money back, Google would get involved and actually refund them up to $200 of what they paid, or up to $2,000, dollars of what they paid you. Okay? So then once you're approved, and because it's a newer program, Patrick, we're knocking them out closer to the 4 week mark, okay? So we would call you 4 weeks down the road and we would say, okay, congratulations, you've been approved for Google Guaranteed, and we want to activate the budget, which would equal 13 leads within the month. Now your leads are only going to run right about $60 each. And that will vary. If it's a smaller job, it might be $54, or if it's a bigger job, it might be $64. But the average is it would run about $60. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you this. I was on Angie's List, I think.
Okay.
And what they did to me was, they would call up and say, all right, we have, well, maybe it wasn't Angie's List, but it was one of those kind of things. And they was telling me that they would send me a lead, and they didn't have a drop-down on their website where you could decline the lead, or there was no box check mark that says other. You know, it was
okay.
You could decline it for like 5 reasons. And if there was another reason, then you couldn't decline it. And if you didn't decline it within 24 hours, they would charge you for it. And I got very frustrated with them because very simply, they were charging me for leads that I knew that I could not do. And I went on their thing and tried to fill it in, because you can't talk to a person. I tried to fill it in, and it was not possible. So they would charge me for these leads. And finally, I told them, look, I'm done with you. So
yes.
I'm very leery of a program like that where they're charging you for a lead, because, you know, there's days. Oh, and the other thing was, if you decline more than two leads, then whether you go to decline the third one, they charge you for that. I'm just me by myself, and I don't have
any
help. I do what I do, and, you know, I do get plenty of, you know, stuff to do. A lot of it is word of mouth, and it's gotten to the point now where I can't really keep up. So, you know, I would love to try the program, but I don't think right now, I don't think it's going to be helpful, because I'm backed up. I'm driving to the fourth job for the day, and it's 4:48 in the afternoon.
Yeah. I always tell business owners when I hear that you have to take some time to enjoy it too. And it sounds like you're trying. It's just that you're only one person. So you have to like try to get it all, you know, covered. One thing I'll tell you about this program, Patrick, if timing, you know, it's off and you can't try it right now, I want to let you know that down the road when you are able to try it, absolutely, it will blow the revenue out of the water from anything that you got off Angie's in the past, because we deal with a lot of their clients, And the problem with that program is their lead generation, right? So they'll sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And
no,
then
they
just
would sell
like
you, they would sell it to like 10 different people, and then
exactly,
you know, you decline it, and I have no recourse. So
exactly,
there was one job, you say you're from California, right?
Yes.
Well, Long Island is a very unique place. Mm-hmm. If you look on the map, it looks like a fish. The South Shore is all the ocean beaches. And
okay.
There's a lot of requirements to do any work over there on anywhere mm-hmm. near the ocean beach. And I got a lead from them. These people wanted to do a pool. Now, to put a pool in a house by the ocean, you have to drive telephone poles into the ground to support this pool.
Okay.
Me personally, my insurance wouldn't cover that with a 10-foot pole. And
right.
They kept insisting that if I don't call this client, then they're going to charge me. And I mean, the charge on that one was quite high, actually. And I'm like, there's no way I can touch this, even if I wanted to. And they're like,
right.
Oh, sorry. And again, like you said, they send it out to 10 different people. So if they were charging, let's just say $150 for that lead, they were getting $150 from 10 different people, and only 9 of us are going to decline it, and we can't touch it anyway. But
wow, that's terrible.
There was nothing in their drop-down menu to decline other than, like these 5 little generic boxes. And that, like I said, that's what annoyed me so much about that, and I'm kind of like, again, I'm kind of leery of going back into a program like that.
Right. Well, that's the difference, is that this is an exclusive lead that would only come to you through Google. Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if you got a lead through Google, guaranteed, it would only come to you. Secondly, that in and of itself will give you a higher chance of converting it, but the second benefit is that our department will monitor it for you and make sure that you're only charged if it's a valid lead. So let's say somebody calls you off of Google Guaranteed and says, hey, Patrick, are you hiring? That's not a lead, right? So you're not going to get charged for it. Or if somebody says, hey, can you do a bathroom renovation? I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to get charged for that because that's not your service area, right? So you're only going to get charged for the leads that are valid, and the leads are only going to run you about $60 each. And if and when you pass the background check, we would call you and say, okay, congratulations, you passed the background check. We want to activate the budget, which would equal 13 leads within the month or $783. Now, that wouldn't happen until like 4 to 8 weeks down the road once you're actually Google Guaranteed approved. And that day that they collect that budget, they would turn the leads on right away. So there's no more waiting period. And you don't have to take on 13 leads within the month. So let's say you're one man and you know, you already have a busy schedule. Let's say you take on 4 or 5 leads and they're all big jobs. So what would happen is the next month, you just pay for the 4 or 5 leads that you took to kind of replenish the bucket. So, you know, you're always like turning it on and off just like a faucet, just based on what your needs are. And the application fee for the Google Guaranteed, that's a one-time thing. So let's say that you did it now and you passed the background check, and after taking on, you know, a certain amount of leads, you decide that, hey, I need to go off of it for a while to either catch up or to go off season. Then whenever you're ready to turn it on, you just go right back into paying for the leads. You don't ever have to pay that background check again. So I think that
you
would absolutely
love it. it's like a pause button, if you will.
Exactly. You would just pause it on and off, you know, as needed. But the difference is these are qualified leads. These are people that are actually in your area looking for your service at the time you, right? Google calls that a micro moment, you know, putting Pat Foley Handyman in front of those people when they're looking for you.
What is the radius from, all right, I'm based out of Riverhead. And so is it a 20-mile radius? Is it a 50-mile radius? What is
you
the
can
radius
go up to 50
they,
miles, up to 50 miles, and they would actually talk to you on an onboarding appointment and help you geo-target and pick and choose the areas that you like. So let's say within that 50-mile radius, there's five or six areas that are really lucrative to you. They're high-end areas. You love taking jobs there. You can target the Google guaranteed leads to run only in those areas if you want. And then that way your budget stretches out longer rather than you know, setting it at 50 miles. And then maybe you're going to be getting calls from areas that, you know, aren't as lucrative to you. So, but you can definitely go within 50 miles with those leads as long as it's local to, you know, where you are now.
Right. Well, the funny part is with the 50 mile radius, I get calls from Connecticut.
Okay.
I have to get on a boat and take the ferry across Long Island Sound to get to Connecticut, or I have to drive around through New York City to get to Connecticut. But because it falls in that 50-mile overlay, these people call up and they go, hey, can you come? I need a painter.
We would exclude Connecticut. If it takes you where you have to take a ferry or go around New York City to get there and it's a huge hassle, we would just exclude Connecticut altogether, because that's the beauty of the leads. You can have up to 50 miles if you want it. But if there's areas within that 50 miles that it's such a hassle to get there that you don't even want to deal with it, then we can definitely exclude them. This is targeted marketing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think you should try it, because here's why, Patrick. If you say yes, all you have to do is pay the application fee now, which is $250. And if your insurance is making changes at the end of the year, you don't have to worry about that, because you'll be approved for this within 4 to 8 weeks, right? So you'll get that check mark next to your name. You'll be Google guaranteed approved. You'll have $2,000 of extra insurance per client. And who cares if they change your insurance with your company down the road? Google's not going to go back and make you do a background check again. At that point, you're already approved, so you wouldn't have to worry about it as far as Google guaranteed approved, you know?
Like I said, I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard spot at this point in time.
Well, you have to consider that we deal with so many of the Angie's clients. There's another company out there that sells leads called Thumbtack. Even Yelp sells leads. And for the people that are converting and changing to Google Guaranteed from those typical lead services, they are telling us that this is the highest revenue return that they've received on any marketing they've ever done online. And that's because Google has found the way to make it exclusive, but also our department monitors it and you're only charged for the actual leads. So it's not going to, I mean, you can't even compare it to those other lead services, because they're just, you know, like you say, they have, you know, $100, $150 leads and they sell it to 10 people. Look how much money they made off of it, right? And with this,
yeah,
Google's not interested in selling it to 10 people. It would exclusively come to you. Plus, you'd have that extra credibility next to your name online.
All right. I'm coming into another dead area, but before I do, why don't we just go ahead and do that and do the background, and then we'll see what comes of it.
Okay. If the phone call drops, I'm going to stay on the line because I have to actually create an appointment for onboarding to call you. I'm going to charge the $250 right now and send you the application so you can start working on it. And then I'll see what time the onboarding can call you. So let me just pull up their calendar real quick and see.
All right, I'm pulling over so that I don't.
Oh, your sweetheart, I appreciate that. Yeah, that way we don't lose each other. So give me a second here. I'm gonna put in the notes too. No Connecticut. I've never heard anybody having to go through all that. That's like jumping through hoops and bend backwards to to even meet
well,
with a client. You know.
The only way I could do it is like I said, if I drive around or I get on the ferry and go over that way. And
yeah,
you know, for me to go with my truck and trailer to Connecticut, it cost me $250 because it's 37 feet, and they charge by the vehicle. So basically, I'm paying for two vehicles to go to Connecticut. Now, if I'm paying $250, then right away I have to charge $250 just for the one-way trip.
Oh, that's crazy.
And, you know, then you look and you go, oh, you know, I could have got somebody to do the whole job for $250.
Yeah, you can't even put that into like the pricing that you offer and absorb it because, like you say, that's a lot of money. So. Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
Only one way.
Yeah, that's only one way. Wow.
So now I got to turn around and
heavy
come back.
Notes in here for you to let them know that you're not going to be doing, you know, the Connecticut area. So I'm just trying to make sure that the package is set up correctly so that I can charge it because you don't have Facebook ads. The application fee is a one-time. You just paid for the $149, so that's already set. Okay, so I can charge it now and then I'll send you the application and then you can start working on it. Would it be okay to do it today if anything's available, or would tomorrow be better since you're driving?
Tomorrow afternoon, like after 4, would probably be better because I don't know what time I'm getting home tonight.
Okay, I see. So let me look at tomorrow after 4 on the onboarding, and then we'll get you scheduled for something here. I got the green light on the application fee payment, by the way, so they should be sending you automatically the application, but I'm going to, after I schedule this, I'm going to go back and make sure that you got it. So for tomorrow, I have a 4:00 open or a 6:00. Or you could even do 4:30 if you wanted, but what are you thinking? You want to grab the 4?
Yeah, 4:30 would be better.
4? Okay. So I'm going to book out. Yes, go ahead, Patrick.
Let me look. 4:00.
Okay, let me just go back because I looked at the wrong calendar. I looked at the client interviews. You have to go into the Google Guaranteed, so give me a second here. I'm hoping that I still have that time open. If not, I'll get you. So 4:00 is not open for Google Guaranteed onboarding, but we could do 3:30 or 5:30. If you want 4, we could do 4:00 on Wednesday, but not tomorrow.
You know what? Let's do 4:00 on Wednesday.
Okay, 4:00 on Wednesday. You got it. So I'm going to book out a half an hour from 4 to 4:30 on Wednesday, which is September 10th. And then you'll get an email reminder like an hour ahead of time. So at 3:30, you'll get a little reminder saying, hey, Local Splash will call you for the Google Guaranteed onboarding, you know, at 4. And then I just checked the email and they did send you the application. So there's an email that was sent and the title of it is Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins Pat Foley Handyman. So later when you're not driving and you open up that email, you'll see a little blue link in there that says please complete this application form. So when you click on that blue link, that's where you can start going through the application and be ready for that appointment on Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. So thank you for trying it, Patrick. I know you're absolutely going to love it, and they'll call you on Wednesday to get that application going. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day too, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.